Make sure you subscribe and review The Last Stop on whatever streaming platform you're listening to it on. Now here's our show.
This is The Last Stop on this train.
But I'm also joined here by Kenny and Levante today. You know the pals.
You know,
you already know who it is.
Somebody else somewhere taking a 7-hour nap.
Yep. Yeah, okay. John was going to be here, but he said he needed to take a nap.
And John was off today.
This was 3 hours ago. And he said his naps last 4 hours. So, you know, I've never heard of such a thing. I didn't know those things existed. But amazing, here we are.
An amazing phenomenon.
Never before heard of.
Or you couldn't make it.
Yeah.
I guess it's some new decade shit.
Yeah, but, Rashawn and Steve and John were all a part of those clips that you're going to be hearing from. So if you hear a couple voices that aren't talking regularly when we're here, those are their voices.
Mm-hmm.
But, fellas, it's 2021.
We back.
You know, COVID, you know, shut down indoor dining in NYC.
Indeed.
How, you know, what are going to be the dating move? Are y'all planning on dating in 2021? I didn't date all 2020. I was kind of, you know.
I didn't date
doing nothing
in 2020. I was definitely getting things that I did not deserve nor earn. So, you know, fuck it, right?
You were robbing banks?
No. But there was a stick up somewhere. So anyways.
Jesus.
leave that corny shit in, please.
That's how we do it.
But nah, 2021, I don't see myself dating. It's more of a self-reflection, recovery year type shit. Because last year, because I was out there doing things, I realized, oh shit, I'm actually just doing this because there's a hole inside my fucking, my being that I'm trying to fill with other things. Which is why, you know, at one point, I was like drinking almost every fucking day towards the beginning of quarantine. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
And then I replaced the drinking almost every day with being high, like really fucking high every day. And it would go like weeks. I would alternate.
Yeah.
Like 1 week, I'm just drinking all week. All right, I'm just going to be smoking all week. I'm just gonna be drinking all like that. Would,
you know, at least you didn't mix the two. You know,
yeah.
If there's one, you know.
Yeah. You know, I was trying to like try in my mind that it was some parody, but no, it's very unhealthy. But you know, so this year I'm gonna get away from all those harmful shit, low life harmful shit that is like mentally harming while I think it might be healing, and just you know.
Well, women aren't going to be mentally harming for you. You're not going to be stressed at all, you know.
never in my life.
Nah, you know.
Women could never.
You know, that is very important. Yo, you watched that Euphoria special?
Oh, my God. Nigga, you were talking to me.
Yeah, yo. I was sitting there, and I was like, I'm not.
Who the fuck does this nigga think he is?
Yeah, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know. This nigga spitting. Like, the whole episode. Did you see it, Levante?
I am criminally lost when it comes to TV.
Oh, man. You gotta watch. It's only, like, one episode that it has nothing to do with anything that you could watch. And it's just, so there's this character, Rue. She's, like, a current addict, mm-hmm. trying to be a former addict.
Yeah.
And then there's this guy who's, like, her sponsor from, like, AA or whatever. Ali. Not AA, but,
His name is Ali.
Yeah, Ali. And basically, that whole episode, if you have any type of internal struggle in you, he's talking directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so she's trying to explain, like, how she needs her girlfriend to, like, make her feel whole. And, you know, she feels comfortable with her girlfriend. And when she's not with her, she can't, like, function. And she wants to do drugs again. And he was like, yo, if you need her to basically function, then you don't need her. You're just using her as a different coping mechanism. I was like, oh. So, yeah, I'm not going to be dating either this year. Nah, I'm just playing. Maybe, you know. I don't. There's not really many moves you can get off in a quarantine when nothing's open. And you don't want to, like. Yeah, so I got to drive to you, pick you up, and then figure out what to do that's open in a whole fucking pandemic.
All right, if you have cards on the table, then you're going to have to get creative because things are not going to be open. And the whole COVID business is not going to stop, you know, for a better part of the next year. It's not going to get better before it gets worse. You know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Yeah. Realistically,
yeah, I mean, it is right now.
That's another thing. Niggas do have to get creative. Quarantine has showed us that a lot of niggas are really fucking lame. Like, when they got nothing else to, oh, bro, I can't be out at the club. I can't get bottles. Yeah. I can't wear my expensive clothes that I bought to wear to the club,
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have no sense of being. It was a lot of that exposure. Yeah. Here. Niggas started doing a bunch of challenges, yo, bro, at the beginning of quarantine.
The push-up shit?
The push-up challenge, nigga. You know how many times I got nominated for that shit? And every time I got nominated for it, I would put it on my story. Nigga, no. Nigga, no. I want y'all to see that I'm not doing this bullshit.
And that was back when I was fat. So I was looking at that shit like, yo, you have a six pack. Why are you nominating me to do these push-ups? Yeah, I'm not doing.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to record myself doing a push-up. Like, what do you want me to do? You want people to laugh at me on my story and then share it on your story? This is what you want? I was not doing a clip's worth of push-ups at that time.
Nigga.
Only them found a way to stand their phone up on something to do that.
Niggas was like, yo, the pretty boy challenge.
It was a pretty boy challenge?
It was a pretty boy challenge.
What was that?
It was just a bunch of niggas. It was a bunch of niggas just posting pictures of themselves and be like, I nominate these other niggas.
Yo, we should bring that back, the pretty boy challenge.
I got nominated for this shit, and I was like, yo, you not dead ass. I was like, you're not serious, bro. He was like, yo, bro, I had to tag somebody else. I was like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. There was nothing. I said, yeah, that's like something you didn't even have to participate, bro. What are you talking about?
That's my strong suit, just ignoring them shits. Especially, yo.
I take pride in publicly calling out other people's mistakes because it makes me feel better about myself and my mistakes and everything in my life. So.
Yo, a therapist is going to listen to this episode and go, yo, there's a lot.
These niggas fucked.
There's a lot of jokes that you guys just threw out that we might want to, you know, talk about a little
bit.
It's going
to make them.
And then we're just going to sit there like,
I was like, but I was joking.
Yeah. Comedy style. And then here you are, fucking 3 weeks knee deep in therapy.
This episode
talking
might
about comedy.
This episode might make a couple therapists go talk to their therapist.
Maybe.
Yo,
maybe.
Yo, shout out to mine. Also, you know, it's a new year. How about you guys, you know, listening? Do some due diligence if you're struggling mentally. That's the strongest thing that you can work on besides your physical health. Mental health is also important. I talked about this while I was blackout drunk on the other pod.
Mm-hmm.
I listened back and heard it. And, you know, I'm just glad that I mentioned it, but, you know, I was too drunk to really say what I was trying to say.
There was a lot happening, bro. Like, we can't stress enough that was some bullshit that y'all missed, that y'all gonna hear a little bit of.
We drank almost the entire, there was like 20% of a gallon of Henny left. And there was only six of us here.
Oh, God.
So, we drank a lot of Henny.
We was pouring up.
Yeah. Not to mention all the other alcohol.
Yeah, there was Grey Goose. 1800.
I don't know where that shit is. I think that shit gone.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Because that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's three different liquors, bro.
Three different types. Two clear, one very dark. And we were just doing it. But, go do some research. Go find a therapist for you. I don't remember what that website was. It was like Therapist Today or something like that. I don't remember. But, make sure you do that. And,
this is like doing a pod in the past and the future at the same time.
Yeah.
Like they're going to help each other out at some
point. We're our own Jadakiss and Styles P.
Oh, my God.
Going back and forth with each other. hold on. Let me see what the other one was.
This is like having Pusha T on a 60. It's like having Pusha T on a podcast right after he dropped Story of Adidon, but we're Pusha T and we're also the podcasters.
He's talking about one specific podcast.
Oh,
he's talking about one. We just gotta cut that out.
Yeah.
we can't promote other nigga shit, bro.
Oh, God.
Alright, guys. So PS5s. You know, if 2020 wasn't enough, people making things real life made regular people's lives way harder than it had to be. Right before the PS5 drops, memes come out. Crazy madness. It's all about, yo, if you a girl and you don't get your man the PS5, you don't love him. If you don't got the PS5 day of, you a broke boy. If you get an Xbox, you a broke, like, you know, all of these memes that manifested everyone getting a P5 to be impossible. Because everybody didn't want to be made fun of. Mm-hmm. Where it's not really made fun of, because no, it really makes no sense to shame someone over who doesn't have a system.
Yeah.
You literally, but social media pressured the entire world, and not even the entire world, just America, because everybody in other countries were getting it just fine. But social media pressured the entire world into getting the P5, and that caused a lot of people to cop and resell, making it so that now you have to deal with people who want it and people who want to buy as many as possible to resell it for as high as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, we got like three different types of people here. We have the guy who got it on day one, the guy keep trying to get it, and the guy who's still trying to get it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be 100% honest, man. I'll tell you the God honest truth. There has not been a single PS5 release that I've actually tried on.
Well, there goes that.
I have not tried at all. I've just been waiting. I was like, fuck it. I know I'm going to get it, but it's on my time. It's not even like I'm really missing anything yet, because there's not many games out
there. You want to know what you're not missing?
What?
I have played my PS5 since day one. I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5 days, like five different days where I've played it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really much to do.
Yeah,
it's so I've just been playing 2K and grinding. That's it. I got my guy to a 90, and that's as much as I accomplished. I haven't played Spider-Man. I haven't played Call of Duty. Kind of just wasted a lot of money on video games. And then yesterday, like an asshole, I was in the party on the PS5 playing Pokemon on my Switch. And then I got the Switch before COVID with the sole intentions of playing Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play Pokemon since it came out last year. And then I played it yesterday, and I had to purchase the DLC pack and a year's worth of Nintendo Switch Now. And I knew when I was making these purchases, I'm not going to play that game again. I might be the worst gamer of all time.
Yeah, it sounds like just a you thing. I don't think this happens to many people.
It's just,
I'm watching while you talk about this. I'm like, this doesn't sound like, this is unique to you. Like, this isn't.
All I'm saying is, I turned it on and I was hyped.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, well, what do I do now? it was over.
We got it. All right. What the fuck are we doing?
Yo, that is like, yo, bro, no matter, like, yeah. Here's what makes it even better. Like, when you play the PS5, you can still talk to all your PS4 friends.
Yeah.
So nothing really changes. And they play the same exact games as you, just on a different thing.
I'm not going to lie. I still just don't want to join the parties until I get my PS5. Like, that's like the only thing. I'm going to keep it 150,000% with you. The main reason why I don't join the parties no more is because I don't have a PS5.
Yo, I'm telling you, you can join. Oh, yeah, most of the time, it's everybody just sitting there talking, not playing a game.
Oh, yeah, I know.
John is the only one who plays games, and it's fucking annoying because when he's not button mashing, and you can hear it very loud,
mm-hmm.
he's eating food with the spoon and the fucking plate, and you just hear
it. Oh, slamming the
spoon. Yeah, you just hear the fucking spoon the entire time. It's the fucking worst. And then like, you tell him, and then he just eats faster and chews faster.
Like, yo, what the fuck are you eating?
Yeah, he's the worst part.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo, go somewhere.
Bro, he's always eating fucking and rice and chicken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rice, chicken, and beans.
Rice, chicken, and beans, and a glass bowl.
Shrimp and broccoli with white rice. And, the Chinese spot does not give you metal containers to eat this food in.
His Chinese food spot knows him. They know where he lives. They just the exact bring that apartment. Shit. They know him by heart.
Yeah,
they know what his voice is when he calls.
They hear this nigga voice and immediately put in his order.
Yeah, it's actually happened many times. There was even one time we were chilling in his crib, And, you know, they just walked right in.
Directly like, into the fucking living room.
Yeah, no fucking announcement, no knock at the door.
It's like they live there.
They just walked right in, no problems, no questions asked.
I think that might have been a day I walked home, like, recovering from a Xanny nap. Like, that might... Was it?
No, that was the same... That was... I'm pretty sure it was the same day as... where you guys were off the edibles and watched Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, that was completely different then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, yeah, that, we were just that chilling there that whole time.
Oh, okay.
After that party or whatever. Good times.
That wasn't even after a party. We just went up there. That was the day after a party.
Yeah, the day after a party.
Oh, so it was that.
We were hanging out.
Okay, it was the day. All right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I get it now. It came back to me. Okay.
What a time. What a... Oh.
Yeah. This PS5 business, though, got my hands on one around Christmas. And,
indeed.
This PS5 feels like getting a new phone and doing the same shit as you used to do on an old phone as the new phone. But I must admit, my PS4 was kind of shitting out on me, so P5 is nice.
It's the best part about it is not hearing a fucking 747 in your bedroom anymore.
Oh, bro, some people's PS5s are making that fucking noise.
Oh. Yeah, some people... I wonder if people are putting their P5 in a bad spot, because, you know, that shit is kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is kind of big.
Yeah.
It's about... It's like 1.5 P4s. So,
goddamn, word?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fucking brolic.
It's brolic.
It's like a big book.
The thing is,
like a big fucking book.
I guess the best way, the biggest textbook you've ever had.
Fucking
crazy. The PS5 is bigger than the biggest textbook you've ever.
Yep.
Unless you're like a fucking rocket scientist.
What the? Yo, this nigga.
All right, bro.
Yo.
Where we going with this?
Nah, I'm about to, you know.
The best way I can put it is if you got the money to drop on it, go ahead. Especially if your PlayStation 4 is going to shit, or you really just want those features, or you're really going to play PS5 games, which I'm really not, because they don't really have a selection. But playing PS4 games on the 5 is nice, and... you know?
I just want a real excuse to get a 4K TV. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
It gives you a nice little icon when you sign on. It's a P5 icon. It's like...
Bing. And fucking PS4 icon looks like a fucking trapezoid.
Yeah. It's just a...
I think it's just do something. That shit a rhombus, my nigga. I got so mad. Every time that's another reason why I don't join the parties, because I gotta look at that fucking symbol if I'm on the party screen. That fucking PS4 rhombus.
Yo, the fact that Sony was like, yo, how do we make people feel bad about themselves when they join a party?
Segregation. Let's go. Give you whites only. Colored zone. Let's go.
Oh,
that's
where
the fucking PS4 rhombus symbol is a colored zone. It makes me feel terrible, you fucking piece of shit.
It's better than being on Xbox, though, because, you know, there's nobody over there.
I mean, there's niggas that don't get bitches over there, probably, or something. I don't know.
You know what? I was just going to tie that back.
I want to be clear. Hold up.
You know,
I wasn't saying that, you know, I wasn't saying that whites being the PS5s were better than PS4s, which are black people. I was not saying that. I'm just saying
God.
The segregation of the symbols is akin to that. I sound like the niggas that compared CD Projekt Red to Hitler.
Oh my God.
So
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they did that.
You know, a lot of them niggas is based from Poland.
Oh yeah. CD Projekt Red is absolutely like dumb racist. Like they've historically been racist. Like they didn't put black people in any of the Witcher games. Like there's no black people. And
I didn't think about that.
It's been a thing. And it's fucking Cyberpunk. You can't. They have excellent models of black characters in the game.
Yeah.
You cannot make a good black character in that game.
You can only see them as NPCs walking around.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Wow.
I mean, but neither here nor there. What were you saying?
Kind of just
kind of disappointed.
Yo, fam, I pay attention to shit. What dumb shit?
You looking at y'all? Mm-hmm. You looking at y'all? Mm-hmm. What are we leaving in the last decade? That's a lot of shit we gotta let go of. All
right. What are we leaving in 2020?
The spam ass Cash App accounts.
Yeah.
You gotta leave those and.
Definitely leaving those.
Leaving the money circles in 2020 for sure.
The money circles. Yo, lotus bloom or whatever.
As long as there are fools walking this earth, them niggas will always have a market.
Well, the new thing now is I'm raffling off
a PS5.
No, I'm raffling off my stimulus.
What?
And it's a.
What the fuck is that?
It's a $50 entry fee, and 50 people have to join before it happens. And they'll raffle off their stimulus, their $600 stimulus.
Is this real?
Yeah, to one of the people. It's a real thing.
Nigga, really, I'm about to get on the wave. Get the fuck out of
here. It's pretty funny to tell people you're raffling off your stimulus, and all you have to do is pay $50, and 50 people have to join. Because now it's just a come up. You just
came up
on mad bread. You're coming up on 50.
Yeah, I'm about to,
you're coming up on $2,500. You're raffling off $600.
About to throw this shit on my story. Get the fuck out of here.
That shit is fucking. That's the new wave. But
I'm not saying this necessarily for me, but a couple of y'all gotta leave the 5K small business loans in 2020.
I definitely don't want to hear about LLC or how to fucking start. Because a lot of these people, what they're doing is they're telling people how to start a business, but they don't tell them, like, how to get a product for the business. Uh-huh. Like, you just can't start a business and go, all right, so
what do we sell? They just say, you got an LLC. I don't have a fucking idea, bro. You can't tell me to start a business.
What type of business am I starting?
A small business if I don't have a fucking product, dude.
The business is just sitting there with its hands in its pockets.
So what we doing, blood?
Here we go.
Are we going? I don't know, nigga. Yo,
and now all you're doing is creating debt for people who didn't really need debt in the first place. Mm-hmm. There's only but so many businesses that can have the same thing and survive. And, you know, going on Twitter and getting your ideas from there is not a way to grow a business.
People have really let social media turn them into complete fucking morons and heretics, bro. Like, this is ridiculous. Niggas are abandoning their own fucking morals.
It's getting scary.
Like, niggas are turning into complete different people for the look. For the look.
But yeah. And like, another thing that like kind of ruined all of this is like fucking Chat House. Or chat, what is it?
That's Clubhouse.
Bro, I have Clubhouse. I got invited by this girl put me on. And bro, it is the worst app of all time.
I don't like talking to people ever. Why the fuck would I want to be in a big ass... You know what that is? It's one of those party calls. It's basically one of the party calls from back when our parents were younger. And fucking niggas calling to a party line. It's like 30 niggas on one fucking line just yelling over each other. I don't hear that shit.
But not only... They're all capping the entire time. Like, bro, there'll be some rooms where you're just sitting there and it'll be like, yo, how to make $150,000 every month from your social media. And I'm like, what are you talking
about? I'm sure you don't. I'm almost certain that you don't do this.
Like, they make it seem that everybody who has like 100,000 followers makes a dollar off of every. And then I go in and I listen because I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about in there? Talking about a whole lot of nothing in there.
Just saying a bunch of words, bro.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of people who like to dress up for brunch in the brunch outfits. And then they go, oh, people can actually hear what I'm saying now. And let me just try to cap. And I'm
like I said, niggas are changing their whole ideals and morals for the fucking look.
Yeah.
For the look. Just the perception that, hey, I'm doing good. Oh, it's lit over here. Where I'm at is where it's at.
Yeah.
It's what niggas are doing. It's unfortunate. That's kind of how it's always gonna be for like our whole lives and shit.
Yeah.
So like,
and it's just I feel like the amounts of horniness is through the roof on every so. Like, even in Clubhouse, they had niggas moaning in there for $600. Yeah, and then there's rooms with Joe Budden. Those rooms with Joe Budden are the wildest rooms you can get.
We are in the middle of a quarantine lockdown bullshit. You gotta expect some of that repressed horniness that niggas would get out in the club to spill over into like what they necessarily don't want niggas to see. That's why you see Lakeith Stanfield trying his damnedest to get that moaning clip off the fucking internet, but it's around. I don't ever want to hear that shit again, but it's around.
I'm just glad I've avoided it, because I've never heard. I joined like the day before, mm-hmm. and I saw when that room was happening live, and I was like, I am not clicking this. I am not joining this.
That is the nastiest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Well,
niggas moaning for the chance to win $300. If you moan well enough, you may go on to the next round to win half a stimulus check, bro. Are you fucking serious? No, nigga, no, never. What are you talking about?
So how much would it take for y'all me moaning in a chat room?
I'm gonna tell you right now, the dollar amount, I would never fucking do that. Oh. You could put any money. You could put any money in front of my face. I'm more than likely.
Bro, $400 right now.
Hell the fuck no. Whatever.
You could. I wish I could screen cap my face that I had when you asked that question. I was trying to find in my head the most disrespectful words that I could use to answer that question. Because you gotta just be out of your mind. On the internet, in an app where you can't, it's not even FaceTime. You are on a phone call with a bunch of people you don't know, moaning in a competition for money.
With Lakeith Stanfield, he's one of the.
That's not.
He was in there.
Yeah, he's one of the.
He's on Atlanta, my nigga. What are you doing?
That's what I'm saying.
He better had been starving. He better had been starving.
His character. In a movie where he had, what, like 15 fucking minutes of screen time?
Get Out?
Yeah. No. Was one of the most shown fucking characters in the trailers leading up to the movie. And this nigga's on Clubhouse moaning for bitches.
Listen, man. Maybe he was doing it for the love of the game.
Niggas, that is disgusting.
He was doing it for money because he had not eaten for 4 days. Because any other situation is just not acceptable.
We don't even know if the nigga won. We don't even know if the nigga won.
You have to feel stupid when you don't win.
Imagine you.
Yeah, yo, fam.
That has to be the worst.
That's the worst part. Because I know I wouldn't win. So if I go into that bullshit and I lose, I see me not to tell me I spent 45 minutes of my day looking at my phone and then moaning when my name went up. Nah, nigga, no, I refuse.
And you lost.
And I fucking lost. No, I refuse.
That has to be the worst fucking. The worst thing ever. Losing a moaning battle.
Then that shit goes on the internet. If I got a little bit of following, a little bit of buzz, that shit goes on the internet. And I gotta answer my grandmother calls. Baby, what? What I see this about you moaning on me? On these people.
Moaning on the internet.
On these people. Internets. Grandma, it was for money. It was for $400. It was $300, Grandma.
You could have asked me for money.
Baby.
Imagine the shame you gotta feel in your heart. Your grandma tell you, you could have asked me.
And that's exactly what Grandma was saying too.
And you think, and you just have that flashback to you sitting with your phone right next, with your mouth right next to the microphone. For some bucks.
$300 nigga. $300.
Little money.
You got $300 in my wallet, cash. What the fuck you? Like,
you in a full chat room, hundreds of people. You moaning for $300.
And bro, you know what the worst part is? Niggas could say they giving you $300. and then you win,
and you don't,
get $300.
Oh my god! All right, wait. Here's a better question. Which one is worse, Lakeith on Clubhouse moaning for $300, or the chance at $300, or Doja Cat showing feet in racist chat rooms?
Oh, so it was gonna be Doja Cat.
Oh, Doja Cat?
She was in them shit talking about call me your nigger.
Oh, I didn't know. I just thought she was showing feet.
No, nigga. It was bad. Oh, it was really fucking bad.
Damn. Doja. Well, she does seem like one of those, troll type of people.
Early?
Didn't seem like it at first.
No, nigga. Early, I could see her and I was like, it's something. It's something. I know it's something. I don't know what it is. She might like some like super freaky shit, or she might be low key cooning. Like, she might have some white friends she lets say nigga type shit. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
There you go.
But it's something. She cute though. She's mad. Like, she was fire.
Yes,
but
sir.
It was some things I was questioning. I was like, I don't know. Turns out she was in the racial chat room showing feet, nigga.
Remember when she duped? She made everybody simp.
Yeah, she made a bunch. Yo, bro, a bunch of niggas. Yo, fam, I was a fan of her music, an actual fan of her music. And she said, if y'all stream my album and I sell over such and such, I'll show y'all my tits.
No, she said if you stream Say So and it goes number one.
Okay, so it was, Say So. God, Say So goes number one. She'll show her tits. And it went number one by a lot. And she was like, you guys definitely did not expect me to actually show my tits, did y'all? Like, and I was like, I knew that was gonna happen. Like, I saw it happening from a mile of fucking way.
The funniest part,
and
is
I don't even like that song that much.
You're a sicko if you were upset though. If you're like, nah,
you're like, get the fuck. No, she said she was gonna do this.
I listened to the song 733 times.
I streamed it for 72 days straight on my laptop on mute. Like, if you get the fuck out of here, go outside and go get some pussy, you fucking
the internet is
dweeb.
Becoming a lot of that right now, and it's getting annoying.
Boom.
We gotta find a way to we gotta come up with a new social media. With a dislike button of some, because it's time to start shaming people.
Yeah, but what would happen if Bow Wow gets on there? The first thing he posts is over. He's gonna be the most disliked post.
Why you went after Bow Wow?
I feel like Bow Wow is the type of guy to be like
Bow Wow called a straight for no fucking reason.
When he go on that website, he's not even gonna push Bow Wow.
It's Bow Weezy.
Yeah, he's gonna push Shad Moss.
I'm Bow Weezy straight from the underground.
Oh my god, I don't know.
Get the fuck.
You know what I saw him do the other day? He fucking hated on Like Mike too. I like Mike too.
That movie was bad.
It was a good movie.
You like a lot of bad movies.
The Street
movies.
Ball? They were in the streets?
You like a lot of bad movies. We're going to talk about that on another day.
You guys didn't like Mike too?
Nobody liked
Mike
too. That shit was bad, nigga.
I had it on VCR.
That shit shit came out in like 2005. What are you talking about? VCR?
It was because I remember.
That's why you had it on VCR, because it was one of the last movies that was getting off at that time on VCR.
Bro, Like Mike 2 is a really solid movie.
That movie is ass.
Go back and watch it. If it's on streaming,
I doubt it will be. I hope it's not.
Mike they told your bad. Family to hold this tape in the mid 2000s.
That shit was an experimental.
On Hulu.
You got hypnotized.
Go watch Like Mike 2 on Hulu.
I promise I'm not.
It has a 4.2 out of 5 on Vudu.
It's because niggas like you go watch that shit and they're like, yeah.
Oh, it's on HBO Max.
Why?
I'm watching that shit.
That's disgusting.
Oh my god, I can't.
Can we change the subject?
Wow, they have a bundle pack with Like Mike 2 and Rebound.
No. The fuck is Rebound? Oh, God.
Rebound with Martin Lawrence.
No. Oh,
that
God.
Movie's fucking hilarious.
It's better than Like Mike 2.
Wait, how come in Like Mike he didn't wear Jordans? I totally forgot. He didn't even fucking wear Jordans.
When Michael Jordan was in college, he wore Adidas.
Yeah, these are like Converse or some shit.
Yeah, I think those are Blazers. I don't know why the fuck that. Well, I guess you couldn't say Michael Jordan and then throw the nigga in some Adidas, so I guess it makes some sense. But
this fucking poster kid from Like Mike 2.
Get out of there. Get this little nigga out of there. This little chubby nigga out of my fucking face, bro.
Oh my god. I thought it was a great movie. Did you guys watch anything during quarantine that fucking caught your eye?
You mean like movies and shit?
Yeah, like movies. What did y'all stream?
I binged the fuck out of Regular Show. I would get high, so fucking high.
Oh my god.
And burn through like 12 episodes of Regular Show a day, nigga.
How there can't be that many fucking episodes of Regular Show.
There is. Trust me, it's a lot. It's a fucking lot. 11 minute episodes, nigga.
Bro, I started watching fucking, I think I said this, New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's my shit.
I remember you starting that.
New Girl, I watched that whole thing. What an amazing show. Just a great show. I just, a couple weeks ago, there's this show on Netflix called like Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is wild.
Okay.
So basically what it is a dating show. And the men are in one side, the women are in the other. They don't see each other at all. And they have to go in like these pods that are separated by a wall that you can't see through.
And
just date each other through those pods. And they have 2 weeks, I think. It's either a week or 2 weeks to just date whoever they want, talk to whoever they want, however long they want. And in those 2 weeks, they have to propose to that person. And I think the week after that, they go on a vacation to Mexico and hang out with each other for the first time. And then the week after that, they have to live with each other. And then the week after that is when they get married. So it takes like a month and a half.
What the fuck?
And from day one to the end of that month and a half, you have to get married to that person. And then I don't think you win any money or anything. You just fucking get married.
I fucking refuse.
It's a wild show.
What kind of fucking social experiment bullshit is this?
One guy was gay. Well, no. Hold on. He was bi.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, I like men and women. And then
he didn't
tell the lady this until after they were engaged and they were on vacation. He was like, hey, I got something to tell you.
And then she got mad and was like, nah, nigga.
She was like, why didn't you tell me before all of this? Because that's kind of something you don't really tell somebody after you're engaged.
I mean, yeah. And but then, given the time and the circumstances, I would understand why that.
To be fair, he did tell another girl this, and then she just walked out the room.
Oh,
so that's why he didn't say anything.
That's another thing. Double standards. Remember how I said earlier the double standards with that chicks have for dudes that, you know, I don't really want to get into. Like, dudes will love the fuck out of a bisexual girl. As soon as a dude tells a girl he's bisexual, it's probably kind of, it's over.
Yeah, but it was really wild. He was like, hello? And there was nobody in the other, she just left the room without saying anything.
That's like disrespectful. That's
crazy.
Yikes, nigga.
That show is really good.
I don't think I ever watched it.
There was this one girl, she was black, she never dated a white guy.
Okay.
And then the guy that she ended up talking to was a white guy. So I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to say who gets married or what, but if anybody wants to watch a wild reality TV show, that's the one.
Yeah, I started watching just a lot of cartoons and anime. Honestly.
Yeah. I got added to an anime chat and I wasn't ready for it because I don't even watch anime.
Oh, they're wilding in there?
It's like a lot of people like us that also watch anime, but they watch it a lot more than I do.
Okay.
And then I'm just there
So My Hero though.
Yeah, that's the only thing I got added to it because I made a reference on Twitter about My Hero, mm-hmm. and then they added me off of the strength of that reference, thinking that
you were knowledgeable about your shit.
And then I'm in there, I'm like, yo,
I watched this one show.
Exactly. This one show, and I seen Naruto kind of when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, but I did not realize that people really, really enjoy these fucking animes.
Yeah.
I low-key suck with TV. I'm not watching.
What do you do with your spare time?
He be on YouTube just looking at shit, bro.
You just watch people fucking clean rusty swords. all day.
With the water jet.
Rebuilding this fucking wallet from 1732.
There are a lot of different people doing a lot of different shit.
Gonna bounce this ball from 70,000 feet up onto this fucking dryer and see what happens to it.
People are doing a lot of random shit.
Have you gotten into a Gordon Ramsay wormhole?
I have not.
Oh, those are the best ones.
I will tell you about the most recent YouTube wormhole I have gone down. And it's a little out there.
I got best.
This group of people from, villages in maybe, I would say, Middle Eastern countries.
Oh, you mean the niggas that's building shit out of huts?
No. This is even better. I know where he's going with this.
Yeah. So they got a couple of people, from different villages and towns in Middle Eastern countries, I believe. And they just react to shit from America and, Europe and first world countries.
It's like a bunch of, indigenous people.
Indigenous
people. Trying things for the first time. Imagine, I wouldn't say primal. But humans that they work with the bare minimum, fucking making things out of things.
Sort of similar to Amish folk, but not really.
Yeah, because Amish, they know steel and shit like that. These people are straight up.
They're working with
sticks and shit.
We're really trying to maneuver our way around this. But the gist of it is that they're trying shit from America and from Europe. And from places with, shit like Eggo waffles.
Yo, here's a fucking french fry.
Yeah.
And then they sit in there like, wait, so you put this thing in this water and it makes it crispy? And then they have to fucking, figure it. Like, just imagine that.
I mean, they understand the concept of fry oil. But they tried Burger King for the first time. That was cool.
Why don't you tell people what your idea was when you were on Clubhouse and we were in that chat that one time and you were explaining it. And you were like, if there was the same channel, it was called Niggas Try Shit.
Oh my God.
Just imagine how crazy that channel would be.
This would be wild if you just took a bunch of people from, different hoods around the country. And you just made a YouTube channel called Niggas Try Shit. And, it could be things from other states, other countries, other continents. And, you just get somebody like me or somebody like Nan or somebody like...
Kenny?
Yeah, or Kenny or fucking... who's that guy who does the... Who's that guy who does the Instagram shit?
Who does the Instagram shit?
Roderick or something?
Roger?
I don't know. I'm not hip to this stuff.
That does the Instagram shit. I don't know. But yeah, what was the... What if we got Billy D. Williams?
Yeah, Billy D. Williams. He's...
Billy D. Williams just trying shit.
He's a dick.
Bro. I just, I don't know.
We have to
cut. Really? He's a nigga, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yo. Levante's gonna make a channel called Niggas Try Shit. And it's gonna be Billy D. Just trying shit for the first time. Oh, that's fucking great.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I leave for 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
We got a YouTube channel. Niggas Try Shit. It's funny. We realistically could just start this. We just couldn't name it what we just said.
Why?
Because that's not gonna pass the filter on YouTube.
Yeah, you know what? You're not wrong. We definitely don't have a chance. You know what fucking gets me so mad? So fucking mad.
What?
Here's what I hated the most about 2020. Bro, why don't artists give a flying fuck about their albums?
Oh,
Not one artist in 2020 did anything to promote their albums after the first week besides like The Weeknd and Big Sean.
Well, because most of these artists only make music to tour. These niggas do not actually care about like albums as being like bodies of work. They're putting out a bunch of songs to perform.
Bro, this is I enjoy music. I enjoy, you know, listening to what the artists have to say as well.
Most people who listen to music actually fucking enjoy the music and the message behind it. A lot of people listen to music for noises.
Yeah. Yo, Kid Cudi, how you put out Man on the Moon 3? How many years did we wait for that album? Like 5 years?
Just about.
Waited 5 years for that album. The man puts out one interview, a music video.
Actually, I think Man on the Moon 2 came out in like 2011.
No, but from when he initially announced that 3 was coming out.
Oh, okay.
So he puts out one interview, one music video, and a couple tweets, and then retweets a couple people. And that's his whole album fucking roll. That's the whole rollout, the whole promotion. Bro, every fucking artist does the same shit too. Mm-hmm. Like Party Next Door, you can't really, I'm not gonna fault anybody in the beginning of the fucking year actually, because that, like, he put it out once COVID hit. It was like in the end of March. The Weeknd did too. But even The Weeknd performed everywhere. He fucking performed Blinding Lights for every single TV show ever.
He was supposed to do Mania.
Yeah.
He was supposed to do, like, people, like, a lot of people, like theorized that he was going to do Mania because they even got that song. Because you don't go and get a Weeknd song for your theme song of your shit without saying, all right, well, can he perform it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's the thing. So, like, I'll give The Weeknd a pat. But everybody towards, like, the middle of the year and the end, they did absolutely nothing for these albums. And it kind of, that's why these albums, they come and go. You don't hear anybody talk about any of these albums after the fucking first week.
Did Wiley's album come out this year? It must have came out like early this year, I feel like.
I think he put out an EP.
It was, I'm not talking about that shit.
Oh, the full album?
Yeah. That's crazy. Wow. Oh wow, that's crazy.
No, that came out last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, alright. Cause I know he always does that. Whenever he puts out an album, he makes sure that he tells people, yo, go listen to my shit. Go ahead, keep listening to my shit.
Bro, it's
people like they don't know how to promote in the world of COVID, man.
Yeah, like, yo, bro, there's so many ways where you could promote this album. And the fact that they just think that promotion now is just a tweet, some merch, and a Zoom call interview. That sounds like shit.
A lot of these artists, they depend on the fans to market their shit.
Yeah.
And if the year that Griselda had.
Yeah. Griselda was out here. The niggas were catching COVID left and right. And like, they were still out here. They'll pull up for the interviews. And then, alright, if you stop listening to this album, we're gonna put out another album that you're gonna listen to. So at least it's something always in the cycle.
Westside Gunn alone put out 3 shits this year, bro.
Yeah. Fucking Pray for Paris.
Pray for Paris. The shit that has Stove God Cooks all over it.
Yeah.
And the one with his, I think his daughter did the cover.
With the blood drops all over the thing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My favorite one was from Pray for Paris.
Pray for Paris was my favorite one,
too. That shit sounded beautiful. Like, it's the best sounding. And to be honest, I like West Side Gunn, but, yo, if he gives Pray for Paris to, like, Benny the Butcher.
What, all the beats and shit?
Yeah, all the beats.
I feel you.
And you take out West Side's parts and just put in Benny the Butcher right there. It's a classic album.
I wouldn't even take out West Side's parts. I would just put Benny on it more.
Yeah.
Because Benny was on like 3 tracks, on 3 or 4 tracks on that album.
Yeah.
And he did his shit. But if it was a Benny, like him more, I was like, oh, we're going to get a West verse on this one.
Yeah.
Or they're going to go back and forth on this one. It would have been cool.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I like it regardless. I fuck with it regardless. I still listen to that shit to this day. Like, regardless of if it's, oh, either one of them.
He's just an acquired taste, though. Like,
yeah.
It's really, like, after a while, like, I'm like, all right. But what everybody else did on that album was, like, He brought the best out of everybody, you know?
I think Gibbs had a good verse on that album.
Oh, that was a great, that was a great Freddie Gibbs verse. Tyler, the Creator, went crazy.
Mm-hmm. Jay Versace did a beat on that fucking album.
And then Kanye West ended up taking that same sample and then doing it for that Donda song that he put on Twitter. So, you know, I'm not saying that Jay Versace influenced Kanye, but, you know.
He did.
What are the odds that you just take the same exact sample?
I'm saying exactly that. Because it's funny. And because I think Jay Versace got canceled like a year ago. I don't remember.
He did?
Yeah, apparently he was talking to some younger. Let me not spread no rumors, but like I heard some shit that was kind of nasty. So
you know who kind of got canceled and it worked, but not really because they're probably making more money now.
Sorry,
nah, Kanye. Oh, Kanye got canceled.
Wait, he's making more money, but that's because like the sneakers and the clothes and shit.
Music-wise, he's put out like 3 projects since last year.
I don't give a fuck about any of them. I haven't listened to a single one.
I haven't seen anybody talk about none of these fucking choir bullshit albums. I haven't seen none of it. Bro, he put out an album last week with the choir.
Unless they're doing all covers, my nigga, I don't want to hear it.
they could cover any song. I'm not listening to it.
That's Gabe calling.
That's fucking, bro. Like it's, I've had enough, bro. There's only so much you can.
Yeah, I feel it.
I don't think there. It's. I don't even know what he can do.
There's no coming back for Kanye now.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing that he's a man of God, quote unquote. Now, so like there's nothing. Like at this point, it would be like Mace coming back to G Unit as Mace. Murder Mace.
Yeah,
you're not Murder no more.
Yeah,
you're
just Mace.
You're still Mace.
Yeah,
not even Money Mace. You're just Mace, bro.
But even then, like somebody like Kanye, the easiest thing you can do is just be like, "Hey, so God," and then just that'll be the basis of all your arguments.
Yeah,
and you're just using God to fucking.
Let's put him in that Joe Rogan category. I'm just not listening.
Joe Rogan's another one. Him moving to Spotify and
it's probably one of the worst things that could have happened. Can we not talk about other niggas' platforms on Spotify?
Because
it sounds like hating.
Nah,
I am.
I'm not hating. He just doesn't have anybody worth listening to.
Nigga, I'm hating.
Oh, nah.
200 million for what? Nigga, give me that money. Get the fuck out of it. Let me get a piece of that shit.
If it helps, it's 100 million a year for 3 years.
Oh, wow, nigga, what? Oh, man, this year I get 100 million.
Yeah.
Oh, this year I get 100 million. Oh, wow, I got 100 million this year.
Yeah.
Oh, out of my contract. Nigga, give me the fucking money. Do I look like I care about the duration of the contract, bro? I'm broke, nigga. But I got.
the things about. You're right. But there's like Matt Hayden, though. Like Joe Budden, he'd be wrong, kind of.
Sometimes.
And then, like, he just sounds really right because he's yelling. Like, I remember one time he said Spotify was, their stock was going down because of him.
It was just going down.
That shit went right back up.
Oh, it did?
That shit went crazy. It went up like $40 after that. Because what people fail to realize about stocks.
You'd be on a Joe Budden Reddit, huh?
Nah, I'd be on. I don't be on the Joe Budden Reddit.
That shit is toxic. I hate it.
I don't even want to know what it's.
I hate it. Them niggas listen to it just to hate. That shit is weird. I'm like, nigga, just don't listen. The fuck are you talking about?
We need some new shit in 2021, man. We gotta get rid of these old social medias. They're just not.
We need some new shit, period.
We need new shit all over the place. The infrastructure of the world is crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
We got people living in 200-year-old houses, 100-year-old buildings.
But then, like,
50-year-old motorhomes.
So what do you do with the buildings? You just knock it down?
I guess you just destroy that shit.
So this building right here, you'll knock it down. You
renovate this shit.
This shit is renovated.
Yeah. There's certain buildings you could just be like, all right. floor by floor. We're gonna clean this shit up, crack this shit open, and clean it up.
when I say it, it's not cool. But
yeah, exactly.
You can crack open and clean out a building, and it's fine.
Yes,
it is fine.
Yes, literally. You cannot crack open a person and then clean them out.
But if you ask Manny, he'd tell you otherwise.
That's a sick saying. I can't believe somebody would say that.
We're gonna say it at least once a day.
We're going to crack open and clean out this year.
That is disgusting.
What do you guys want out of this year? And then I guess we'll drive it. Oh, I got a couple. We'll ask that question, and then I got some more, actually. So, yeah. What do you guys want out of this year?
Continue growth and change. I'm noticing growth and change in all of us. I want that to keep happening. I don't want us to have to experience great loss, because that becomes a catalyst of this growth and change.
Yeah.
But I want us to keep on learning from what we see in the world, take everything in, process it healthily, and then react. And through that reaction, we will grow and become better people. That's what I think. That's what I hope.
Yeah, that's solid. That's a solid want.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I would want my 2021 to go like.
I mean, I just want some bitches, man.
It wasn't treating you right last year?
No, I'm just playing. You know?
We could get into it.
We could get into it.
They weren't treating you right last year, bro. You want to talk about it?
There's nothing, I mean, you know, it ain't.
Go, bro, come on, right? Yo, we here.
You got your ears pierced. It's 2021.
Tell them why they mad. Let them know.
I do not know what you're talking about. I go to work, I go home, I go to sleep, and I play PlayStation when I can, and that's all I do.
Levante, what about you? Looking forward and looking into the past, so what did you do as far as women? And what did you do as far as women? What did you do to them and in your reactions, like interactions with them, and what could you do to change how those things went if they didn't go favorably? How about that? Was that better?
I would say things in 2020, given the year, were pretty interesting. I'll say
this thing was fucking.
This man was cracking open and cleaning out left and right, like a clam.
You can stop saying that.
I'll say that interacting with people during a pandemic is very interesting, and it's nice when you find somebody that you can talk to in a way that, like, you're both just, I hate this word, vibing. Because
you caught a vibe with Shorty.
You gotta let the chick say that. You can't, as a dude, you cannot say, let's catch a vibe. You have to let them say it.
You gotta let that word hang somewhere in the back of your vocabulary so that you don't gotta use it at any point unless it's truly the only word left.
That's why you gotta let them.
Because basically what I'm saying is, you know, in a world like the one we live in present day, it's tough to find somebody that you can really vibe with, connect with, on a level that you're both enjoying yourselves just straight like that, and you don't have to, it's effortless.
Alright, now what if, hear me out,
going what if in 2021 I'm trying to have more of that, and also I was thinking of something else, but it might have been a little too crazy for me.
No more getting brain from bitches I can't learn from. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go.
You know, how about you try being friends with the girls first?
I do.
And then,
what are you talking about?
After about 3 months of being pals, you go, all right, maybe, you know.
Kenny just cracked it.
That's all I do. I'm not trying to rush you to nothing. You know, we just be cool, be friends. After being cool, be friends.
Yeah.
Now you hit my phone up all the time. Where you at? What you doing? Did you eat today? Go eat. The fuck is wrong with you? How long did you sleep last night?
Yeah, I don't talk to nobody who cares about me, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
I ain't getting that.
You can find somebody that cares about you.
Nah, it's overrated.
No, we're not doing that. Bro, I think my problem is I'm too prideful to be on these apps,
Anytime you're in them DMs, man, and you feeling disrespected, you know what you do? Don't end up on the down bad page. Just stop.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, nah,
stop.
I can definitely submit a couple.
I don't want that for you.
Screenshots.
In 2021, I want better for you.
Nah, I could be down bad right now.
You should never in your life be that down bad. Some of them niggas be going out swinging, bro.
No, but here's the thing. I'll be looking at some of the posts on the down bad page, and I was like, wait, that's down bad?
Oh, this nigga think he me.
No, I'm looking. I'm like, really? That's down bad? Oh, damn.
Like, I got to went further damn, than
like,
that.
I'm like, I've been just as down. What are we doing? What are you talking about? I had no idea that the down bad page, like,
that shit is embarrassing, bro.
Let's fucking read a couple submissions out loud.
Let's see what we can pull up. Down bad chronicles.
Don't do that. You might find me on that.
Nah.
I'm kidding.
That's exactly
nothing from the past 5 years. You're not finding me on that.
Bro, the down bad. It's one of the, and it almost has a million followers. When I first saw this page, it had like 5K.
I want to tell you right now, niggas don't want to catch themselves slipping. If niggas recognize the conversation, they're going to go in and take that out.
Alright, so this girl hits up this guy. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, okay, here we go. So this girl, I feel like this is a girl saying this. I feel like we're dating, but not. I don't know. With a heart emoji.
How's it, nigga?
And then they said, our friendship is weird, with a skull emoji. And then it said, the other person replies, literally, it confuses me sometimes, but that's okay. And then the other person says, like, we're just really close. And then they say, super close. And then the other person says, like, I don't know, we formed a dating relationship, but a friendship. That this person has been trying to say, yo, are we dating? What are we? That's basically what they're trying to get across.
And the other person is clearly telling them, hey, this energy, right?
Yeah.
This energy is not what you think it is, bro.
It has to be hard to be a girl and fucking walk around like, yo, I just want some pals. And this guy over here is trying to, you know?
Yeah, it's
definitely, say a term that I can't say anymore, but
yeah, it's definitely disgusting. Like, niggas, niggas are terrible women, bro. It's nasty. Yeah. I don't understand.
Misreading signs, you know, seeing things that are there that aren't really there, you know.
Sometimes the genuine lack of communication. Other times, niggas are just stupid, bro. Niggas just be stupid sometimes and be trying to manifest some shit. That ain't there. Like, leave that girl alone, bro.
No.
She told you about some other nigga she fucked. Leave that girl alone, bro.
If a girl ever tells you about a guy that she's talking to right now, you know what that means? You're not the guy that she's talking to right now.
I can't always say that because...
Oh, yeah. You like to, you know...
Nah, that's not even his steez. It just be like that sometimes. You know
what that makes that? His steez. If I go, yo, I wear nothing. If I wear nothing but Jordans,
and then you come out with some Jordans,
that's not
even my shit for real.
Yeah, I don't even that's your shit for real. That's exactly what your shit is, bro.
That's not my shit. It's happened, but that's not my shit. Like, I'm not trying to genuinely go out all the time like, yo, you know? Yeah, I don't know what you talking about. We just really fucking cool. Sometimes you try with somebody.
If this happens.
Sometimes you try with somebody and you realize, hey, it ain't going to go.
Yeah.
And they keep holding on to that.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to ask yourself, will the pain ever stop?
Shut up.
This happened with one Kenny and multiple women. It's not Kenny.
It's the women. Let's go. He's the first.
What are you talking
Shut
about?
Shut up, nigga. Ain't no common denominator. I'm a variable. Get the fuck out of here. Let's go.
Bro, if every girl you talk to is in a relationship,
no. No. See, you bugging. No, you bugging. It's not that.
That's what it sounds like to me.
So sometimes I may be talking to somebody. They may be talking to somebody else. Who knows? We adults, real shit.
That may be talking to somebody else.
Nobody is yours. It's only your turn, bro.
It's just your turn, yes. Mm-hmm. He did say that.
Song is beautiful.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful song. Isn't that what Music Soul Child?
Music Soul Child. Yeah. It's, oh my God, I think Black is on it.
Another album that came, was promoted for a week.
And fucking went, yeah, bro.
And the best part about it was the Tiny Desktop concert about it. That was fire.
I don't even think that was about it.
No, he had that song on there. He did it acoustically. Did? Okay. Yeah. He did a couple songs off of it.
Oh, man.
Tiny Desk was really the MVP of 2020 for me. That shit was fire. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't stop. You should stop talking to bitches with guys. I'm just saying.
Listen. Yeah, all right. Okay. Just saying. You want me to be honest? You want me to be completely real, right? I don't go looking for these shits, bro. If it happened,
bro,
I can't just be like, oh well.
That's not the preference you put on Bumble. Nigga, you don't put.
I don't got a Bumble. Looking for the chicks fuck is wrong with you? The fuck is wrong with you?
Nah, the chicks with dudes section is probably a whole different type of time.
Yeah, that sounds like that's unicorn.
You think getting canceled lasts? You think somebody can really get canceled?
I mean, for certain people, yes.
You think I'm going to get canceled?
R. Kelly is the fuck out of here.
Yeah, R. Kelly's canceled. He's out of here.
And Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can't say somebody's canceled and then use them for memes. Because that kind of...
It brings them back to relevancy. You kind of demonize
them.
Okay, Harvey Weinstein is... canceled.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Cause niggas don't bring him up.
No yeah, and he's in jail. He's for the rest of his life. Yeah. Like he's done. He's out of here.
They told me that this nigga was dying, and he's been alive ever since.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
nobody's really talked about what's that chick from
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell. What's up with that?
I think she's snitching. Because I don't know if it was a point during the year. Well, mad pedophilia and child sex rings were getting busted. And I was like, where did they get this intel from? Like, if this shit was lasting for this long, where did they get this intel from all of a sudden?
You know, she wanted to get bailed out, like, last week or something like that?
Last week?
Yeah, last week, what? her lawyer asked her, because her bail was at 25 mil. They were like, all right, we got that. And they were like, you don't have enough security to make sure that you're not gonna get murdered.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna keep you here. It doesn't really matter how much money you have.
Smart.
Like,
I actually didn't see that.
Yeah, so the judge denied it because they said there's no guarantee that once we let you go, you're either gonna run or someone's gonna kill you. So, you know.
I'm waiting for the day Donald Trump gets booted out of the White House because they're gonna arrest that nigga immediately. Like,
but then even then, I don't even think so.
They are, bro, fam. This is part of the reason why this nigga's like going out swinging is because he's trying to take as many niggas down with him as he possibly can.
He freed all his guys though.
Yeah, he did.
And he's about to free the rest of them. Right? Like he's really just getting everybody out.
He's a flight risk. We have a president that's a flight risk, bro. Yeah. Like they're gonna have to arrest him as soon as you know he just. Declines to leave the White House because if he doesn't, he's probably gonna flee the fucking country to somewhere without jurisdiction.
Well, I think he's walking out. He don't even like
17 days from now, shit is gonna get interesting.
Yeah,
that's what I know. That is, oh my God, that's really it's
coming up. Oh, I think he's gonna get out. He's not putting up a fight like he says he is.
The thing
he's
is,
he's gonna sit down, he's gonna have the convo that all presidents have right before they leave, and he's gonna be like, listen, man. You got me. I thought I had it. I went down. You know, I tried everything.
I think he'll refuse. I think he'll refuse to do that little jump.
Well, he's gonna leave before Biden even walks in. He's gonna be, yo, the keys are inside on the bowl. Yo, this shit is crazy if you think about it. Actually, I just had to keep doing this. He probably, you know, he has like a news network coming out. He's gonna sign all the people that got canceled, like the Bill O'Reillys and shit like that, and put them on TV. he's going to be just fine because America.
Unfortunate.
Shout out to the racist people for being pieces of shit. But I do have some quick questions for the guys.
All right.
These are things that I wrote down at random times in my life, thinking that they could be good topics for the pod. And I'm looking at them now, and I'm like, these are not good.
Okay, so top of the year. All right, so
let's hear the first thing that comes to mind. I wrote down, how do you become a super? What should they make?
Okay, you become a super by going directly to the rent office with a broom and a mop. I know y'all ain't got one of these.
How much do you think a super should make working? I don't know why I wrote this down.
Well, a super should get a paid for apartment.
Right.
And $35,000 a year.
$35,000? You know, I did not know. Supers don't get vacations. And they're on the clock.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
$35,000 a year for 24/7 work is wild.
Oh, shit.
Like, I'm dead ass always doing something.
All right.
Except for at night, they just, you know, try to be supers.
50 or 60. I say that. If that's the case. With still the paid for apartment in the building.
Right. All right. What about you, Levante? How do you become a super? How much do you think they should make?
I think supers should make $100,000 a year.
Ooh, nigga, oh my God. The fuck building you live in?
They have to deal with some shit.
Dead ass sometimes, some shit.
Every fucking day. I would, you know, I think about it and I gotta deal with some shit every fucking day. But the shit that I gotta deal with is not also maximized by, like, the shit that's going on with like 85 other tenants.
Right? Yeah. That is true.
You, like, can you imagine? You really, like, you on the last episode of New Girl or whatever the newfangled show these kids are watching these days. You are on the last episode of You or right. Whatever. I don't know. You're on the last episode of fucking Wheel of Fortune. And someone calls you at 6 a.m. talking about, my ceiling just fell in my bathroom and there's water everywhere. As soon as she finished that sentence, your next 6 hours were occupied.
You know?
All because some dickhead left like a fucking bathtub on for 8 hours and overflooded a bathroom and made the biggest bubbles you've ever seen in the tenant below. Now the tenant below, all of their shit is fucked. Pay these men $100,000 a year.
And the apartment.
I don't know what the fuck you gotta do to become a... I don't know what type of experience... Do you... Is there a test? I don't
think there's a super test.
I don't think there's a test.
And every test that they have to do, they have to learn how to forget English. They have to barely speak English every time.
You have to lose English. Knowing English is actually a drawback.
All right.
They'll tell you you're overqualified.
The second one is animals getting COVID, remember?
Oh shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh yeah, they did. Didn't a tiger?
Yeah, they had a tiger zoo get fucking COVID.
Was that tiger good? Is he still around?
Yeah, he's chilling. He's fine. Yeah, he's but chilling. It's just curious to I was curious to, like, how did they have first COVID tests for animals?
First they said dogs couldn't get it.
Yeah, they said dogs can get it.
No, they said they said dogs couldn't get it at first.
Yeah, and then they did.
And then it was like, oh, these dogs got fucking coronavirus, bro. All
right, here's another one. Sex scenes in movies. Are they too long?
They tend to be. They tend to linger sometimes. Like,
there's never a need for a sex scene in any movie.
I agree.
What has a sex scene done for any movie?
I do not ever need to see these two characters fake fuck on screen.
Have you guys seen Queen and Slim?
I haven't, actually.
There's a scene where they fuck, and it goes on for a very long time. Like, at least 3 minutes. And yes. 3 minutes in sex time is like a very long time.
Alright.
So that scene is happening and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, so I'm just watching these people have sex.
Okay.
You're just cucking yourself for a whole 3 minutes.
Just let it rock. That's basically what the director is. Yeah.
Just let it rock. So let me get this off real quick. So,
oh my
just
god.
Just let me get this off real quick.
Alright, yo, some of these
are terrible.
Drake versus Thug.
What?
I don't even know.
It's hilarious because I bet Thug would have an opinion about even having opinions.
But this was from a while. December 7th is when I wrote this shit down. This one in particular.
2020?
Yeah, Drake 2020.
He got about 40, 50 songs.
122
bucks.
Our movie theater's done.
Yes.
And then
movie theater's finished.
All right, what's a better experience, watching a movie at home or watching it in the movie theater?
Depends on the movie. Definitely depends on the movie. But at the same time, if I could replicate the theater experience with a big ass screen and a surround sound, then I could. I'll be fine.
It depends on the movie. It depends on your intention.
Well, fucking Wonder Woman.
Well, yeah, Wonder Woman.
I hated
it. Well, now that I know, now that I've heard about Wonder Woman, I was planning on watching Wonder Woman 84 on a TV. You know, large, you know, like, you know, living room TV, big joint.
You should. Good experience. Just watch the goddamn movie.
I'm planning on not fucking watching it from what I've heard from some people. I've heard that it's garbage.
Yeah, it's not.
If I do
it's
watch
2.5 hours, bro.
It's now going to be watched on like a cell phone while I'm like heating up
Hot Pockets.
Like a beef patty or something. Who knows? All
right. Is it harder to have a classic album now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's impossible to have a classic album.
Music
now.
Doesn't stick anymore.
Yeah,
bro.
Nobody lives with an album.
Shit does not fucking stick.
Looking up to someone for being at all the events and being an influencer, but realizing you are at those same exact events looking up to that person.
What I say earlier.
This is really specific and I don't know what I'm talking
about. Niggas are doing shit for the fucking look. Niggas are sacrificing themselves for the look just so they can go out and show other niggas. They're not even doing this for girls. They want to do this for other niggas. Yeah. So that the other niggas can see, oh, that nigga's, he look like he doing shit. Nah, nigga, you could go to the same event and get the same access he got. He ain't around no different people than you are. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? That nigga, them's not no famous people. Them people he brought. Get the fuck out of here.
There's two big issues with it. It's, on one hand, you got people that do it because they want to do it. And then you got, on the other hand, people that are doing it because they think the shit is a form of network. Just being around a bunch of niggas that do the same shit every time they're at a different event doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not getting you anywhere, but to the same events with the same niggas doing the same shit.
Yeah, I mean, that has been a thing where I've been to these events and I've seen like these people and I'm like, oh man, these people are like so cool. Like I see them everywhere. But then like what I've realized now is that I've seen
them
everywhere.
You've seen them everywhere, yeah.
Because I've also been at these places and like, I'm like, you know, that's mostly a me problem.
Even if some sort of like exclusivity is for whatever place that you're at, they know somebody just like you know somebody.
Yep.
And when it comes down to it, nigga, you only one person away. No, one person away from being in a certain room. Just think about that.
Who you think I need to talk to know Hov? Well, you think I follow them right now? You think I follow that person that could put me onto Hov?
Probably not.
Damn.
I mean, if you do, then you don't have like an actual like speaking relationship with them.
Yeah, that's
type shit.
I think a better question is, do they follow you?
I don't follow anybody who doesn't follow me. To be fair.
Okay.
Because I think that's weird.
I cannot say the same.
Only for
Instagram. I can't say the same.
To be honest, I'm just a hater. Like, the way I see it, I'm like, yo, I'm not nobody's fan. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you want me to watch you? That's exactly why I unfollowed, like, 200-some people off Instagram. And now I got 500-some followers. Yeah. I'm following 200-some people.
I tried to do that, and then it like told me I couldn't do that anymore. And I was
because you was unfollowing.
Yeah, I just went on a spree. Because then I was also like, yo, I'm just following too many people, and all these people are doing the same thing. And
yeah, not just, seeing nothing different.
Exactly.
No difference in content.
I don't even want to see shit now. I don't even use the. I just unfollowed them to just not use the app, basically. Like, I don't even, I don't respond to, like.
I'm on there for jokes and chaos.
Yeah.
every time anybody, never mind. Continue. What's next? I was about to incriminate myself.
Let's see. Let's see. I do not. And then the last one is, what has Trump really done?
Nothing at all. That's it. Nothing at all.
He really accomplished a whole lot of nothing.
Stirred up a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
He allowed a bunch of people to feel safe. And we talked about this on one of the last episodes. He allowed a bunch of people, a bunch of racist fucks, to feel safe in this country. But,
set the earth back 4 years. That's really it.
Pretty much.
Ah, man. Well.
And to be honest, you know, when it comes down to it, in about 17 days, it seems pretty obvious, but there's one of two ways it can go down. Either January 20th going to roll around and nothing's going to happen to him, or January 20th going to roll around and you're going to see that first pop-up on your phone. Do-do-do. Lawsuit filed. Do-do-do. Lawsuit. Donald Trump indicted. Donald Trump trying to run. Donald Trump, who knows? But the 20th is going to be interesting. So I'm just waiting.
Yo, when do y'all plan on having your first date of 2021?
Come at any time.
I gotta spice shit up, bro. I need a whip.
Right.
it's just fucking, like, I can't school. I stopped talking to two bitches like recently, because I was like, I can't go and be like, yeah, meet me at. That is so whack. I'm so fucking old now. I can't hit a bitch with a meet me at, or I'm gonna send an Uber. Nigga, ew.
That's a flex though. I'm gonna send an Uber is kind of a
low key, but if you keep, I'm gonna send an Uber.
But here's the thing. The I'm gonna send an Uber, it works only because you live in Harlem. And, like, living in the city is understandable to not have a whip. Because you just be like, man, I live in New York. You do the Levante thing. I live in New York. What do I need to drive for?
This is what I've been doing for mad years.
Exactly.
I just need.
You gotta hammer it down.
I'm gonna get a whip. That's one thing I'm gonna do this year.
It's just about convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just.
Especially, we got COVID MTA now. It's not the same.
It's not the same, bro. I can't go home. Once it passes like one, I gotta call a cab. You know how crazy that is? Either I'm calling the cab or I'm staying where I'm at.
Well, yeah, I'm not taking public transportation anytime soon. Cause
I've done it.
It's kind of, you know,
the crazies is out there. It's definitely 80s MTA. Yeah.
What am I gonna do if somebody's like running in between the train cars and then they run past me, pull my mask down, cough in my face, put it back up, and keep running? Yeah, I can't do nothing about that.
Yo, bro, the C train look like the C train, like the C and the D. Them shits look like what. They look like what they train stations look like uptown. that's how crazy it is. I got on a D train like what, 2 years ago? Boy, oh boy, that shit look rickety than a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm scared as hell.
Cutting back into the winter, so it's about to be pretty dead.
2021, I ain't taking no public transportation. I promise you, that's not happening. It's
another reason
I'm scared of somebody coughing in my face.
Another reason why I want to get a whip. I just I cannot train bus it no more, bro. This shit is ridiculous.
I kind of only want to talk to girls with whips too. Moving forward, because girls that don't know how to drive are kind of annoying.
I've definitely been trying to seek out girls that got cars.
Yeah.
Like, one of the chicks I cut off had a car. I'm just fucking sad. And she could cook. Oh, God.
Well, like, you know, there's something about a girl with a car. It just makes life convenient, you know?
Almost every chick I messed with last year in 2020 had a car. And it was just.
They had the VV.
It's just, you know.
No S. Not that.
No VVS.
Not that much, bro. But. That is one of the reasons why I was looking for a car in the middle of the year, because like I was just like, y'all not gonna keep shitting on me like this. But I calmed down, I got my bearings straight. I don't know. I read a magazine or two. I read a book.
Yeah.
And I made a 10-year plan. I started listening to David Banner and shit. So I got a 10-year.
Why David Banner?
This is not none of all of that was just ridiculousness. None of that is true.
All right. So technically, this is the start of the new decade. So it would be a 10-year plan.
Yeah.
This is year one. What is in year one of your plan? You were 24 going on 25 this year.
Oh yeah. Some big things are on the way.
Alright, what do you want to accomplish this year? Because maybe like in a year from now you can listen back to this and go, either I fucked up or damn, I really did what I said I was gonna do.
Whip.
There you go.
I wanna continue.
We throw in the whip on the table.
2021.
That's realistically.
I mean, I did it.
That is the piece. Yeah. That's the piece of the soul that's missing. It's like when you looking at your inventory, that shit got the one hole in the middle. You gotta get the last piece. The whip.
Last piece. The card case to the whip. Yeah,
but yeah, that it literally it's doable because I got mine and I saved for it from literally January till when I got it in June.
The fact that 2020, I got a lot of shit for myself that was selfish. I got a lot of my selfish shit out of the way.
There you go.
I could have gotten away.
So let's introduce a kid into the world.
Weird. That is.
What are you aiming for? A September baby?
That's the wrong kind of self. Absolute wrong. We don't want no offsprings right now. That's wrong. I feel bad for anybody that birthed a child. Like, during COVID, because, I mean, like, what happens when that kid turns into a toddler? It didn't really do nothing normal. This is an alien baby.
Yeah, the baby isn't going to know about the world, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We'll see how those people turn out in 18 years.
What happens when you
got
to reintegrate a kid back into, like, second grade after it did 2 years of, like,
online learning.
Oof. And this nigga is in a classroom. 29 other kids. COVID gone. But who is all these niggas,
bro? All these little big head niggas, bro.
I don't know. I mean, that's a fair question. But, you know, these are things we're not going to know until later on.
Yeah.
We got a lot of shit to look into, like, cultural wise.
Bro, I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to work, like, walk in a club without a mask. Like, personally. Niggas love, like, in the middle of a fucking pandemic where the virus is attacking your respiratory system, niggas are smoking hookah and blowing smoke into each other's
New York,
faces,
man.
Bro.
And not only that,
what
but
the fuck
not,
is wrong with
not
you?
Not only that, but it's happening because it was outdoor dining on the side of the streets and it got a very clogged of New York.
I was walking across Lenox, bro. I saw two restaurants next to each other. One of them shits did not have hookah. The other one had hookah.
Mm-hmm.
And the hookah one, these bitches are in these little pyramid shits with these tall, like, 5-foot hookahs on top of the tables.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, the hookah bigger than the pyramid. What are you doing?
Oh, my
and
God.
And as I'm walking, I'm looking in the direction of the whole restaurant. Like, these niggas can't be serious. Some chick is blowing her hookah, looking at me. Like, I'm looking at her. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck are you standing in my eyes for? You should be worried about your health because your lungs are not up to speed, bro. I know it. I seize it.
What happened in the summertime where people reached the breaking point where they just didn't care. They were like, yo, fuck it. And then for some reason in the summertime, the numbers went down. And
they're going up now.
Yeah, like now in the wintertime.
Way up.
But I think that's because everybody is in, like, confined spaces and shit like that.
Yeah, windows are not being opened and shit.
And people are just inside more because it's cold.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the reason why. But it's like, I don't know. There's no solution in sight besides the fucking vaccine and shit. And then the problem with the vaccine is there's three types of people. There's four types of people. There are the people who take the vaccine, the people who want to wait and see how the vaccine goes, there's the people who don't trust the vaccine, and there's the people who don't believe that COVID was a thing in the first place, so they don't want to take the vaccine.
Nigga, my little sister, like a month ago, I was walking past her room and I heard her on the phone talking to one of her stupid ass friends. And she said something about such and such, because it's not a real fucking virus, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting, I'm like, nigga, she didn't really say that.
If it's not real, then that just means that you just think a bunch of people died.
Are just fucking dying.
Coincidentally, from other things. Which doesn't make it. So that means that there is another problem.
Yeah. If it's not a virus, we got another. Something is fucking happening.
And then the other thing, the thing about the vaccine where people are like, oh, the government is just trying to control us. They could if they want. If that was really their intention.
Very easy for them to.
Yeah, I mean, you're on your phone.
The government already controls us. Yeah. Trust me, are slaves.
You can just live your life and be happy, man. You just don't have to. Find your conspiracy theory your way. If you conspiracy theory your way into everything, then you're not going to have a good time. But, Kenny, you didn't answer the question. What do you want from what are you doing in your year one of this 10-year plan? Forgot that we didn't get to that.
Year one, just grow my savings, like continue to save. Cause
there you go.
I admittedly have a terrible problem with money management. I can 100% say that. I have not been saving as well as I should be.
The easiest way to save is you have to live by the make 10,
spend
2, and save 8.
Yeah, I know.
That is the easiest way to start.
Yeah.
You do that, and you're going to be set.
It's just I've been, like, I don't know. There's a whole lot that goes into it. It involves my mental state that I'm not trying to get us flagged by any therapist. So, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to save.
Because once I save, then everything else comes.
Yeah.
If I save, I got money to the side for the brand.
Yeah.
Follow FIM on Instagram. If I save, I could get a spot. If I save, I could get a whip.
There you go. The trifecta.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
I have goals, but I don't remember what they are. Oh, I think I wanted to get a new job. And that's about it. Maybe a new laptop, because this shit is fucking.
You got the MacBook Air.
Yeah, I got the MacBook Air before I knew I wanted a pod. And
2010.
Yeah.
2015.
I know what Fergie was talking about when she called me 2008. I was, I didn't know I wanted a pod, but we make it work. So we'll figure it out. But, yeah. Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump. Fuck the Republicans. Fuck Mitch McConnell.
What's a high note that we can leave on?
For the most part, we are all working towards bettering ourselves mentally.
Hell yeah.
We are all making strides. No matter how we plan on doing it, no matter how we go about that, our healing is our healing.
Yeah.
Some people go about it by talking about it with other people. Some people have to shut themselves out from everyone completely in order to find themselves.
I don't know if that's entirely healthy, though.
It's not entirely healthy, but again, people's grieving and people's healing is their healing.
Yeah, because
we can't.
That used to be my whole swag. I would, like, you know, just not talk about anything with anybody, and then I realized that, you know, after a couple sessions.
It's important to, like, I'm not saying, like, don't communicate at all.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you have to just take a step back.
Yeah, to analyze.
Whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Go ahead and fucking do that.
Yeah.
If you need solitude in order to go in your head and be like, okay, what's going on with me that makes me feel this way? Go ahead. But it's also important that you have some people that you go to and talk to. Because some friends, all friends ain't for that.
There is also, I'm going to find it eventually. Maybe on the next episode I'll put it out because I don't remember it now. But there's a website where you get like 10 free therapy sessions.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, I don't know why. I'm going to be, you know what? I'm going to be the asshole moving forward to always push therapy.
Oh, the social.
And reading, book, and reading the, books and shit.
The
like
mental
that.
Health shit.
I'm going to be that guy.
The social media mental health dude.
But I'm not going to be a dick about it. I'm not going to be like, I'm better than everybody else because I do therapy. Because those are the worst people, too. The people that just, like, push therapy and then, like, bro, like, sometimes you don't need it all the time. You can just do therapy once every blue moon and just, you know, get what you got to get out. But, yo, you know, read a book, you know.
Pick up a hobby.
Yeah, do something. Do something that, you know, takes your mind away from things. Like,
try to form yourself into an actual fucking person, you shallow piece of shit.
Exactly.
The clubs are still going to be closed for a long time.
How about instead of spending that, you know, $35 on a hookah, you spend $20 and get yourself 2 books and a notebook to write notes in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people read books and they don't take notes. Yo, take some notes. Learn it. You might learn a few things. I don't know.
If you come across a fucking word that you don't know what that word means,
Look that shit up.
You have a supercomputer in your pocket, nigga.
Like, there's no reason that, you know, I talk the way I talk and I know the words I do, you know?
Facts.
Sometimes it surprises me when I'm saying something and then somebody's like, what? And I'm like, oh, I just hit him with 3 syllables. What's going on? But, you know, what were you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to parrot what you said, but, you know, another way.
Yeah, but, you know, just work on your mind. You know, 2021's about working on your mind. Obviously, what you did last year, you know.
We're not even going to talk about last year. Last year was some bullshit. Work on your mind.
I got hit by a car last year.
What? When?
Like February.
Oh, man.
I told everybody about this shit. It was bad.
Like, I thought that happened way longer than last year. No, it felt like that happened like a very
long time. At the top of the year. That's
shit is falling.
I'd be forgetting about it.
Shoulder?
No. My shoulder's been fucked up before that.
Oh.
But that didn't make it any better. I just want to let you know. Me getting hit by somebody's vehicle did not make my bad shoulder any better.
See, when Levante said, let's forget about last year, I was going to say, my birthday got canceled. And then you said you got hit by a car. Now I feel like an asshole because I was upset that I had to stay home for my birthday.
That's cool. I get it. I was upset too. I was like, damn, niggas can't even go out.
Bro,
mind you, I got a chipped tooth.
Well, I'm glad you're fine.
Man, I'm alive, you know? Nigga. I'm okay. I got up and went to work the next day.
There you go. Trooper.
Well, not the next day. The day after. The next day, I stayed in bed. I was like, I had no call, no show. They was like, hey, what happened? I was like, nigga, I've got hit by a vehicle.
Oh,
what the fuck are you talking about? I was limping around working and shit.
Jesus.
I was like, all right, you sure you don't want to go home? I was like, I'm getting paid today. What are you talking about?
But, yeah, that is the first part of the year. Hope you enjoy it. I hope you like those clips that were in there.
I think it was a good show. I think we did good this time.
This was pretty, you know, I enjoyed it. How about that? I enjoyed it.
I'm probably going to listen back to this. I'm going to sit down with somebody and listen back to this.
There you go.
And be surprised by what I said.
You're going to be surprised that you're greeting yourself now at the end.
It's good, Kenny.
But
this is you from the past talking to you from the future.
You guys want to plug anything before we get out of here?
Go follow FYM on Twitter.
I'll put FYM, like how it's spelled out.
Go put FYM. Type in FYM World on Twitter at FYM World. On Instagram, it's F3_Y3_M3_. Find your meaning. Well, for now.
So
I'll figure out what the fuck the next collection is.
Yeah, the next collection is going to be actually West Indian based. It's gonna be fuck your mother. It's gonna be the tightest clothes you've ever worn.
Mesh tank tops, leather pants,
and flip flops.
Flip flops, mad flip flops. Instead of a globe, it's gonna be a plate of curry. It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be great. Y'all gonna fuck with it so much, I promise.
So yeah, be on the lookout for that. Levante.
Link in description.
Go make sure you cop a Last Stop hoodie. It's gonna be available until January 31st, and then once that goes out, that's when they'll be shipped. So once it ends, that's when the order will be placed and everything will get shipped out.
There may or may not be a Vintage Renegade FM collab coming.
Oh, yes. Shout out to John.
It may or may not be a Last Stop FYM collab coming out.
I like that.
It might be. We might have to go in the lab and figure something out with that.
I would like that a lot. Make sure you follow John's Twitch. Vintage Renegade.
Yeah,
right?
Vintage Renegade. Yeah.
So make sure you follow that Twitch.
My boy got affiliate.
He's affiliated. Bro, listen, the more people that follow us and support us, you know, the less we have to struggle in life. And if we don't struggle in life, you listening don't have to struggle in life. Because you know,
I'm not going front, bro. The less we struggle, the better this podcast becomes.
Yeah. Yo, imagine I can afford a new MacBook.
That would be
off the strength of a podcast and not working for
and like
it.
big studio mics like us, like the shits that like come up and then ankle down and off the boom joints exactly
where we don't have to hold these in our hands if we want to or like move closer to it when we're talking
with
you know
a fucking rig and everything. Yo fam, if you support us and share us to y'all friends, eventually we grow. And then, you know, we might do a tiny little...
There you go. What's $45 for a hoodie? Go cop one right now. Yo, there's two different colors. Go cop two. You know what?
I got the stimmy. I know
you got the stimmy. You got $600. If you buy two hoodies, that's $90.
Stop being selfish. Yeah. Share this with your peoples.
Yeah. Yo, hand out the hoodies. Or send the hoodies to me, I'll hand them out. Yo, just support, you know?
Facts.
And if you don't, that's okay too, because, you know, that's your priority. Who am I to judge?
Stickers on the way and shit.
Yeah, I got stickers and business cards and all that shit. And, you know, go cop FYM, please. Because you need that Trinidad, that West Indian collection. It's coming soon.
It's coming soon. I promise. All
right, we out of here.
If you listen to from outside of the U.S., hit up Manny. Get a goodie basket.
Yeah, yo, if you're listening from outside of the U.S., let me know. And we're going to fucking sneak you in.
Before you cut this shit off.
We're going to hit you up.
Oh, you cut it off already?
No, I didn't.
All right, yo, fam. So I'm random. Just a random to end this shit off. This nigga Matt made me an OnlyFans.
What?
Yeah, he just told me he made me an OnlyFans. He put it in a chat. If you read it, you might find it. I'm not in that chat, so I wouldn't fucking know.
I didn't know. Hold on. Let me see if he put a screenshot of it somewhere. Oh, so wow, the OnlyFans is at Kenny.
What?
Yo, you're the only person who owns at Kenny.
Are you fucking serious?
Yo, so go follow Kenny's OnlyFans.
At Kenny.
And his bio reads, "Oh, you nasty, huh? Don't look at my beef. I'm shy." With the monkey emoji covering its eyes.
That is
the craziest bio I've ever fucking read.
I just want to let y'all know, I didn't do this. I did not approve of this. I didn't want this to happen. But it's out there now. And if it gets some posts, like if somebody start following that shit, hey, bro, I might have to get the streets what they want.
There you go. I might make an OnlyFans to only put the links for the fucking clothes.
All right.
There you go. Think about that, yo.
The OnlyFans exclusives.
Yeah, the OnlyFans exclusives. Oh my god, that's such a great idea. Yo, fuck everybody else. They don't know how to make ideas like me.
You gotta pay to play.
That's a good idea.
Life's a dirty game. You gotta play dirty to win dirty.
This is the last stop on this train.